2020学年第二学期期中质量检测初三英语听力马上就要开始了，请同学们做好准备。2020学年第二学期期中质量检测初三英语听力部分现在开始。 Part 1 Listening 听力 1. Listening Comprehension 听力理解 A.Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你所听到的句子选出相应的图片。 1. Washing hands after coming back is a good habit for everyone.
Washing hands after coming back is a good habit for everyone.
2. Nowadays, rivers around us are becoming cleaner and cleaner.
Nowadays,Rivers around us are becoming cleaner and cleaner.
3. Electric cars are bringing some of the biggest changes these years.
Electric cars are bringing some of the biggest changes these years.
4. The Johns usually have dinner together when the new year comes.
The Johns usually have dinner together when the new year comes.
5. Attending a concert in the Grand Theater is really enjoyable at weekends.
Attending a concert in the Grand Theater is very enjoyable at weekends.
B. Listen to the dialogue.And choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话和问句，选出最恰当的答案。6. Hey, Judy, today is Friday. How about having a barbecue tomorrow?
I don't feel like it tomorrow because I'm busy these days. Shall we make it next Sunday?
Question. When will they probably have a barbecue?请再听一遍。Hey, Judy, today is Friday. How about having a barbecue tomorrow?
I don't feel like it tomorrow because I'm busy these days. Shall we make it next Sunday?
Question. When will they probably have a barbecue? 7. Shall we go to the museum by bus or by underground?
It's not far away from here. Why not walk there on such a nice day?
Okay, let's go. Question. How will they go to the museum? 请再听一遍。Shall we go to the museum by bus or by underground?
It's not far away from here. Why not walk there on such a nice day?
Okay, let's go.Question. How will they go to the museum? 8.
Hi, Jack. What are you busy with these days?
Peter and I are doing a project on the greenhouse effect.
Sounds great. Can I join you?
You are certainly welcome, Linda. Question. Who wants to join the team? 请再听一遍。
Hi, Jack.What are you busy with these days?
Peter and I are doing a project on the greenhouse effect.
Sounds great. Can I join you?
You are certainly welcome, Linda. Question. Who wants to join the team? 9.
What are you doing, Jerry?
I'm drawing Miss Lee.
Oh, let me have a look.It's a wonderful picture, but would you mind doing it after my class?
I'm sorry. Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? 请再听一遍。
What are you doing, Jerry?
I'm drawing, Miss Lee.
Oh, let me have a look. It's a wonderful picture, but would you mind doing it after my class?
I'm sorry. Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? 10.
Tony, it will rain tomorrow morning.
Really?
Yes, according to the weather forecast.
Wonderful. You know, I was asked to water the flowers in the garden tomorrow. Question. What does Tony mean? 请再听一遍。
Tony, it will rain tomorrow morning.
Really?
Yes, according to the weather forecast.
Wonderful. You know, I was asked to water the flowers in the garden tomorrow. Question. What does Tony mean? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。One day, a six-year-old girl asked her mother, What are you busy with, Mom? Making dinner for our neighbor, her mother replied. Why? The girl asked. She lost her daughter very recently. She's quite sad now. We should take care of her, her mother replied. Why does she need our care? The girl asked again.Because she can't do the same things she used to do with her daughter. She doesn't know what to do, even little things like making dinner and cleaning the house are harder for her to do now. Maybe you can think of a way to help her yourself, her mother replied. The little girl thought about this for some time. She wondered what she could do.She decided to go over to her neighbor's house and pay her a visit. She knocked on the door. The woman came to the door, looking quite tired and upset. Can I help you? The neighbor asked. My mom told me you are sad because you lost your daughter, the girl said slowly, as she handed a bandage to her neighbor.Put this on your chest. Maybe then your heart won't ache so much. The neighbor was soon moved to tears. She gave the girl a big hug and said, Thank you. This bandage will help more than you ever know. 请再听一遍。
One day, a six-year-old girl asked her mother,What are you busy with, Mom? Making dinner for our neighbor, her mother replied. Why? The girl asked. She lost her daughter very recently. She's quite sad now. We should take care of her, her mother replied. Why does she need our care? The girl asked again. Because she can't do the same things she used to do with her daughter.She doesn't know what to do. Even little things, like making dinner and cleaning the house, are harder for her to do now. Maybe you can think of a way to help her yourself, her mother replied. The little girl thought about this for some time. She wondered what she could do. She decided to go over to her neighbor's house and pay her a visit.She knocked on the door. The woman came to the door, looking quite tired and upset. Can I help you? The neighbor asked. My mom told me you are sad because you lost your daughter, the girl said slowly as she handed a bandage to her neighbor. Put this on your chest. Maybe then your heart won't ache so much.The neighbor was soon moved to tears. She gave the girl a big hug and said, Thank you. This bandage will help more than you even know.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences. 听短文，用听到的单词完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Do you know when children in German begin school? If not, let me tell you. They usually begin school at 6. On the first day of school, parents or friends give the child a big colorful gift. It usually has candy, a pencil case, and a fountain pen in it. Most German children learn to write with a fountain pen. The school day starts at about 8 a.m. Around 10, there is a short break. The school day is over around 2 p.m. Students go home for a hot meal at lunch. It is also the biggest meal of the day. Although pupils get out of school early in Germany, they do a lot of homework. In some states in Germany, kids also have school on Saturdays. German classes are like the ones in China, but some of the subjects are different. Children study math, science, literature, music, and art, history, and geography. They also have gym classes. In grade 3, they start foreign language study. All students learn English, but in grades 5 and 7, they can take up other languages. They can learn French, Latin, Spanish, or Russian. After school and homework, teens usually meet their friends and go out to the movies, cafes, shops, or discos. On the weekends, they spend time with their families. 请再听一遍。
Do you know when children in Germany begin school? If not, let me tell you. They usually begin school at 6. On the first day of school, parents or friends give the child a big colorful gift. It usually has candy, a pencil case, and a fountain pen in it. Most German children learn to write with a fountain pen. The school day starts at about 8 a.m. Around 10, there is a short break. The school day is over around 2 p.m. Students go home for a hot meal at lunch. It is also the biggest meal of the day. Although pupils get out of school early in Germany, they do a lot of homework. In some states in Germany, kids also have schools on Saturdays. German classes are like the ones in China, but some of the subjects are different. Children study math, science, literature, music and art, history and geography. They also have gym classes. In grade 3, they start foreign language study. All students learn English, but in grades 5 and 7, they can take up other languages. They can learn French, Latin, Spanish, or Russian. After school and homework, teens usually meet their friends and go out to the movies, cafes, shops, or discos. On the weekends, they spend time with their families.
听力考试到此结束，请同学们继续做笔试题。